Revelation chapter 13.
I saw a wild animal coming up out of the ocean. It had 10 horns and 7 heads. There were 10 crowns on its 10 horns, and there was a filthy name on each head. The wild animal that I saw looked like a leopard. Its feet were like the feet of a bear, and its mouth was like a lion's mouth. The dragon gave his power, his throne, and his great authority to the wild animal. One of its heads seemed as though it had been seriously wounded, but its death wound had been healed. The people of the whole world were so amazed that they followed the wild animal. They worshipped the dragon because he gave the wild animal authority. They also worshipped the wild animal, saying, "Who is like the wild animal? Who could fight it?" It was given a mouth to talk big and say evil things against God. It could use its authority to act for 42 months. It opened its mouth to say evil things against God's name, against God's tent, and against those who live in heaven. It was allowed to start a war against the holy people and to defeat them. It received authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation, but not over the people who have their names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Before the world was created, God planned for the lamb to be killed. All of the other people who are living on earth will worship the wild animal. If someone has an ear, he should listen. If anyone is supposed to be captured, then he will surely be captured. If anyone is supposed to be killed with a sword, then he will surely be killed with a sword. This means that holy people must endure and be faithful. I saw another wild animal coming up out of the earth. It had 2 horns like a lamb's horns. It was talking like a dragon. On his behalf, it used the complete authority of the wild animal that had already come. It forced the earth and the people there to worship the first wild animal, whose death wound had been healed. It performed great proofs. It made fire come down to earth from the sky, right in front of human beings. It used their miracles to fool the people who were living on the earth. These powers had been given to it to perform in the presence of the first wild animal. It told the people living on earth to make an idol for the first wild animal. This was the one that had been killed with a sword, but it had come back to life. It was allowed to give the breath of life to the first wild animal's idol. It talked and forced everyone to worship the idol or to be killed. It forced everyone to receive a mark on his right hand or upon his forehead. Unimportant people and important people, rich and poor, free men and slaves. No one was allowed to buy or sell if he didn't have the mark, the wild animal's name or the number of its name. This is true wisdom. The person who has understanding should figure out the number of the wild animal. It is the same way that a human being counts. Its number is 666.